just slap the mud up there and just smear her any way that you wanted to.
With his
hands, didn't
he? Some of it with his hands. This decorator, that was back in the Depression days.
Mm.
These was papered walls, and he came up to the garage one day and he said, "I'm coming out tonight and figure on doing your house over." I said, "That sounds nice." And I came home and I was sitting in that room there with my feet up against the wall there, getting warm. And those days, your house wasn't insulated and you didn't have storm windows, and you had to sit pretty close to the furnace if you're going to keep warm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he came out. He started to talk about how he was going to fix this room and how he was going to fix that room and how he was going to fix the dining room. And I didn't even get up out of my chair. I just sat there. Of course, the wife took a little interest in it. And after he got all through and I listened to how he was going to do it, he was going to put an arch here and an arch there and a half arch here.
Sounded like a $1 million job.
Yeah, it sounded like $1 million job. And I said, now just what would you charge for that if he was going to do it? Well, he said, "I need work. I'm out of work. If you furnish the material, I need something to eat. I'll do it for $125. That was three rooms. I said, "When are you going to work?" He said, "In the morning." So this is what's happened.
Well, gee whiz, he certainly...
Now that's not stone. That's just plaster.
Well, you wouldn't tell me that from this distance.
This is a wall, a double brick wall.
That's a double brick wall.
It's an old brick house, close to 80 years old.
And those marks in there are not cracks, they're pencil marks.
Mm. Well, if you had me go from this distance.
Yeah, you can have anybody put it. Unless you go up and take a knife or something and chisel it.
Well, that was some investment.
Yes, it was. And we've only had him refinished once. He did that. He refinished it.
Mm-hmm.
He knew what he was doing. And it's suited us very well. We like it very much.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think of any other old...
Maybe he is.
Yeah, maybe you have some questions you want to ask.
Well, you mentioned a couple of small buildings around the farm, the smokehouse and so on. What other ones did you have?
Well, there
were large buildings for that matter.
There was a smokehouse and the milk house. Of course, we go back again then. We didn't have ice in those days, and we didn't have any refrigeration. So the milk house... is where you kept your milk and butter and your eggs and washing machines and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a milk trough, we call it, built. It was built out of cypress, about 2-inch material. And it was some 4 feet wide or maybe 5. And about a foot or a little more high with... two lids on it, and it possibly was 8 or 9 feet long. Well, this pump that I told you that was out in front of the old house, my father took a pipe and put from the pump into the milk house, and every morning and evening we'd pump cold water in there. And that would take about 15 or 20 gallon of water to put possibly 4 inches of water in the milk trough. By the time you pump 15 gallon of water in the milk trough, it was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.